You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. I'm back. I'm here. So is the weekend, a long weekend, and let's talk about what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. We are at that unique point in the year where baseball and football are coexisting together. So to talk about it all, I brought onto the show Mr. Paul Noonan. He is a writer for the Acme Packing Company, and he joins us every other Thursday to talk all things Wisconsin sports. And today we start off with the Brewers and how I'm feeling about their pathway to October. Paul, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Fine.
As a Brewers fan, I am, as Wisconsin State Representative Francesca Hong would say, nauseously optimistic right now about the Brewers. I went to the game on Friday, and I think I went with political editor Dan Schaefer to the game on Friday against the Giants, and I will tell you this, it was the most roller coaster game I've ever attended. It was back and forth. I was angry. I was happy. And then at the end, when William Contreras hit that home run. It's that thing where our seats where you couldn't tell if it was going to be caught or if it was out of the park. And I screamed and yelled so hard that that thing of like blinding light comes over your eyes and I almost passed out because I can't remember the last time I went to a game really that exciting. It was really exciting. It was great because we won, but good baseball, good offense, good defense. Not so much the rest of the weekend, and unfortunately the Euchre Day didn't do as well, but
yeah,
the Brewers are still the best team in baseball with a great record. They're still number one in the division with a 6.5 game lead. But you know this, Brewers fans are going, oh God, how are we going to whiff this?
I don't think they're going to whiff it, but they definitely have more headwinds now than they had a couple weeks ago. And they have done a good job to play good baseball and at least capitalize on what other teams do poorly. Arizona, by the way, is the third highest scoring team in baseball. So the Brewers have given up quite a few runs to them. Good. Yesterday, their pitching did well, but Joey Ortiz is injured and is hopefully going to be ready for the playoffs. And Andrew Monasterio has done well so far, but Ortiz, especially with the bat, but Ortiz is like the best defensive shortstop in baseball. So that's a hit. Okay. And I feel like this happens to the Brewers every year around this time, but Trevor McGill is hurt. He is on the IL. He has a flexor tendon strain. McGill's comments make it sound like it's not going to be that bad, which hopefully is the case. But it's never good to lose your closer going into the last month of the season. Like yeah. We have Devin Williams punching walls. We have Josh Hader getting hurt and traded. Like it'd be nice if they just had this remain healthy. It's worth noting McGill has actually been touched up a little bit going into this. So I think it's been probably bugging him for a little bit. Hopefully they get him right. The good news, of course, is the Brewers have a just good pipeline of pitchers. Abner Uribe will step into the closer role and probably be fine. That Shelby Miller acquisition at the deadline is looking really important right now. And they did pick up Eric Fetty, who is just an out-there free agent. hopefully they can turn him in. So a few years ago, Eric Fetty actually had a really good year for the terrible White Sox team. He was the best player on the worst White Sox team of all time, that last year. And actually, their trade deadline, their big move to get some prospects, they moved Fetty. But he's been terrible since then. He has like a 5.6 ERA. Hopefully, the Brewers pitching lab sees something in him and they can turn him into a long man or something like that. But they'll be able to weather McGill fine. But also worth noting that Quinn Priester was supposed to start yesterday, and he didn't. He has what Pat Murphy referred to as, quote, a wrist thing, unquote.
God, I love Pat Quote. Murphy's descriptions.
And, they didn't put him on the IL, so he's he's probably okay. But their pitching depth is being tested a little bit. So for all you pessimists out there, that's the kind of thing that might jump up and get them, but they are just really deep pitching wise, and they can probably weather the storm. Like, the worst Brewer bullpen guys are like Grant Anderson, and he's got like a sub-3 ERA. So we should be fine.
Okay.
But, you know, they're banged up. They're more banged up than they have been for quite a while. Fortunately, the Cubs lost last night. So,
unfortunately, when they
everybody doing their part to chip in and keep us with a 6.5 game lead.
Yeah, fortunately for me, I'm always happy when they lose, but that's just me. I have no ill will. Just saying, please keep losing the Cubs. So for me, you know, you and J.R. Radcliffe have done a great job for me as a Brewers fan to keep my feet grounded in reality, and that this isn't like other winning streaks, quote unquote. This is positive playing through good planning. And losses are going to happen. And that's just, you know, 162 games. That's what's going to happen. There's no getting around. If you won 162 games in a row, I don't know what would go. That's a deal with the devil.
You'd be cheating.
That's a deal with the devil. Yeah. We're not the Astros. That's right. I said it. 2017. Never forget. But is there anything to report on the Packers? You said before it's kind of smooth moving ahead. We got the season starting. Anything you want to specifically talk on before we get out of here?
I will leave you with one. We have it against the Lions, but one Vikings thing, since we're talking about luck. The Vikings went 9-2 last year in one score games. Mm-hmm. That is a statistic that usually crushes you horribly the next season. One score games in the NFL are coin flips for all teams, no matter how good your quarterback is or anything like that. That being 7 points or under. Teams that exceed that by more than 7 games mm-hmm. almost always come back to 500 or below next year. So you can knock 4 or 5 wins off the Vikings from last year right away. Remember, they went like 13-4 last
year.
They were kind of frauds. So they're the biggest frauds. That'll be fine.
There's much more to that conversation I had with Paul regarding the Brewers and the Packers. And if you want to hear the entire thing, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Matt and Aaron Air and find the episode entitled What Could Go Wrong with a Handshake. Download it and listen to it on your device anytime, anywhere. Again, that's civicmedia.us/shows. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. I am back, and here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. Whether you call it the big bill for billionaires or the big blob of a bill, the budget has passed, and inside its pages are the defunding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which will bring its closure in the coming weeks. And on Matt and Air on Air, we've spoken a lot on this topic, and we brought the experts in to talk about what these cuts will mean for our public broadcasting here in the state as well as the country. And one of those individuals is Kate Riley. She's the president and CEO of America's Public Television Stations. And earlier in the week, I played for you a selection from our interview. Well, I'm going to play another part for you because it's important to know everything that's going on and how these cuts will affect your access to certain kinds of news, weather updates, and so much more. So this is part two with Kate Riley.
Right now, though, we are joined by Kate Riley. She's the president and CEO of America's Public Television Stations. We were talking before the break about the recent funding slashing of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and what that's going to mean. And right before the break, Kate, we were talking again about these grants that go out to local TV and radio stations to upgrade equipment that they use to send out emergency alerts. That's really critically important, especially for smaller communities.
It's absolutely true. You know, the emergency alert system has multiple layers, and public television is one of the ways in which emergency alerts are distributed throughout the country. And it's extremely important that we have those multiple layers so that if the internet goes down in one area, that broadcast transmission signal can still get the alert to regions that desperately need that information. We also have our local stations providing on-air, local, up-to-the-minute news and information on the evacuation routes and other information that can help people stay safe during emergencies. And we've seen this be particularly effective during hurricanes in Florida, during wildfire situations out west, where the local public television and public radio stations are really the only local news that Americans are able to access to get that critical information in the moment. So we are very concerned about the impact on public safety of these cuts, both the cuts to CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and now the fact that the Next Generation Warning System grant has been thrown into uncertainty. So we know that Congress intended that funding to go to public media stations to support the transmission of these alerts, and we are working and encouraging FEMA to ensure that that funding does continue to get out.
Well, and unfortunately, these weather events, and we've talked about this many, many times, these are only going to continue. It's not like the need for these alerts is going to lessen. Unfortunately, I think they're going to just go up.
Well, yes, of course. And I think one of the things that, and you spoke earlier in the previous segment about you talking to FEMA about ensuring this grant money to make sure that there is money to be spent to make sure these programs, or that make sure this system is still available. Another way, if you're listening right now, is to go to myvote.wi.gov and call all your representatives. Tell them how important, one, public broadcasting is to you. Tell them how important these emergency systems are to our communities, and tell them that they need to work together to find a solution, because it is inherent upon them to protect us, especially in times of emergency, weather events, things of that nature. But yeah, myvote.wi.gov, find your representative's information, give them a call, be respectful, and tell them that these are important things in your lives.
Is there anything else that people can do, Kate?
Yeah, so, you know, I was just going to note, we also operate a grassroots organization called Protect My Public Media at www.protectmypublicmedia.org. If you're particularly interested in knowing how you can engage by, you know, calling your members at the right time, you know, we encourage you to do that through any system that works for you. But if you want to sign up to get updates at protectmypublicmedia.org, we'll keep you posted on all these critical moments and when your voice can be most heard and most influential. But, you know, I think the one thing to really remember here is that Americans support public media. They support the federal investment. You know, 76% of Americans agree that public television provides an excellent value. And that includes 65% of people who voted for President Trump. So this really is not a partisan issue. This is a bipartisan issue. This is an American issue. People need to have this local service in their communities. And there is a way to restore funding for local stations this year in the next funding process that's going to be completed in the next couple months. And so that's what we're really working with Congress to do.
Well, and I just think about, you had mentioned some of the programming that public broadcasting is able to do because of their formats. Some of the long form things like the Ken Burns series that they've done on PBS mm-hmm. television, mm-hmm. which were astonishing pieces of artistry and history. And we would all be lesser without having that in our lives.
Absolutely. You know, public television is deeply committed to telling America's stories. And we see that both through the programming of Ken Burns. This fall, American Revolution is coming out, which I've seen a few clips of, and it's going to be incredible. But our stations all around the country are engaging in local documentaries and local events to really think and celebrate America 250, the 250th anniversary of our country, and think about both the past, but also our plans and visions and dreams for the future. And it's so important for local communities to have that voice in their local public television station to really tell those stories and shine a light on that. And I just wanted to say, as a Marquette grad and someone with lots of family ties to Wisconsin, I have been thinking about all my friends and family in Milwaukee who have been affected by those floods, and everybody throughout the state. But it's an honor to get to speak with you all in a Wisconsin production.
Where our accents feel familiar. Yes, exactly.
We have some cheese curds for you today.
Yes. Oh, my favorite.
Have a glass of milk and we'll ride on a cow.
There you
later.
Go.
Kate Riley is the president and CEO of America's Public Television Stations. It's been such a pleasure. Kate, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
At 8:22, I'm going to play for you another selection from our interview with Robert Pilot. He is the host of Native Roots Radio, which is available on Civic Media from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., and he will talk about this same topic as it pertains to tribal stations. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in southeastern Wisconsin, go to waukradio.com and sign up for our newsletter. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I will talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 7:29. Listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. I'm back, and here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. In the last hour, I played for you a selection from our interview with Kate Riley. She is the CEO and president of America's Public Television Stations, talking about the effects that are going to come about from the cuts to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And when you think about this topic, I want you to keep in mind that tribal radio stations are among the most affected by these cuts. And to talk about it more is Robert Pilot. He is an activist and the host of Native Roots Radio on Civic Media from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. And he talks about the importance of his community finding broadcasting that tells the actual truth.
We got to keep talking about it. Yeah. I mean, it is about making sure that the accurate information is out there. Yeah. And from my estimation, Democrats ceded a lot of territory for a really long time. And at least in the case of AM radio, allowed the right wing to dominate AM radio for decades and decades. And so for many areas, especially in rural communities, that became the only source for information. And civic media's goal is to provide accurate information for people who might not be getting it otherwise. And I think PBS was the same thing. They reported facts. Facts don't care about your feelings. Who did we hear that from so many times,
so many
over
people.
And over and over again? By the way, if you're just joining us, Robert Pilot is our guest. He's the host of Native Roots Radio, which airs across the network Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
I don't know how I could do this. I'm 64 years old, so my South Park era was, 20 years ago, really enjoying it. But now, how are they the only media out there that's taking care of really what we need to talk about? It's crazy. CBS bowed down.
Yep.
And again, mainstream media is normalized all this and is saying it's okay to be racist again.
Well, and the reckoning is going to be coming again. It's this, well, they're not going to touch me. I did what he asked. Mm-hmm. We did what the president wanted. We did the thing, whatever the thing was. So therefore we're going to be safe. That's not how it works.
Right.
That's not how it works.
I don't know any billionaires, and
we hang out with the wrong people, Robert. We're not hanging out with the right people.
Everybody's fair game now, so they don't know that. It's just crazy. I have a sister-in-law who's a teacher in New York, and guess who she voted for? Are you kidding me? In New York City, where it's melting out of people, you're voting against your own interests, your own students. It's just an amazing thing that's happened.
What is her justification, Robert? What does she say?
Well, let me tell you this. this is what drives my wife crazy, because she's a New Yorker too. And about her sister, and hopefully her sister's not listening, but probably not. She's listening to Fox. Is she wanted to, how did she put that? She wanted to, support her husband. Her husband's a raving Republican. So
she's going to vote like he does.
Yeah. Hello, 1955.
We had a text come in from Troy from Mount Horeb. Greg, when Robert said about your sister, we both sighed audibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was, I don't even know what to do with that.
I just remembered what she said to my wife, and that was, I want to honor my husband. And I'm going, what year is this? 1951? And it's just a mind-blowing situation. And I just don't know how to respond. We don't talk any politics when I'm in New York, because I do a lot of my show from New York, Long Island. And I just saw them the last time I was there, and we didn't talk any. But I did talk to her husband and just say, I'd speak my opinion. He asked me, how are things going? And I told him.
And what did he say?
He somewhat agreed, which kind of really surprised me. So if that's any indication of what's happening, and I believe it is an indication that people are waking up to it, and that's why the gerrymandering is going to be happening in Texas. They're worried about 2026, and they should be. But we also have to keep talking about issues. And that's the thing that Native Roots Radio, in a Native perspective, it keeps talking about the issues. And it's hard because people like, I'm sure, Greg and you, Jane, have gotten really worn out by all this going on every day. Every day there's something. You know, I there's things like he wanted to, you know, the Washington team to bring back the racist name, all these things. And I try to, when I post on social media, which I'm on Blue Sky too, and trying to really combat the X experience with Blue Sky. But every time I post something, whether it's political, it's like, he's on the list is what I end it with. And if you're listening to the rhetoric that's going on, you know, we have somebody that's in the administration that wants to get rid of women's right to vote.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about that. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where we are right now. But again, hopefully people are waking up. I mean, when I marched to the Capitol here in St. Paul, after the murders of and assassination of our leaders here, Hortman and her husband.
Horrific.
You know, they wanted to call it off, but there was 80,000 people at the Capitol that same day. So people want to be engaged and do things. I just want our politicians to snap out of it, and more AOC, more Bernie, more governor from California, that governor, Newsom, the governor of Illinois. More of that is what we need, and call the kettle black.
There is so much more to that discussion, and you can find it all by going to civicmedia.us/shows. Search for Matt and Aaron Air and find the episode called This Isn't New, It's Always Been Happening, and you can hear the whole conversation. And don't forget to check out Native Roots, available at civicmedia.us/shows as well, on 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 7:50.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. I'm back, and here is what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. It's Friday, the music's here, and that means one thing and one thing only. That is Civic Media's meteorologist Brittany Merlot is here to give us the weather update for the weekend, as well as talk about the stories she's working on for the website. And that website is civicmedia.us/news. And we kick things off with the fact that fall is here, and it arrived fast. Speaking of lovely support, wonderful people, award-winning individuals, it's time for Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Hello, Brittany. Welcome back. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Greg. I'm doing pretty good. Not too much whining about the weather these days.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know you're an award winner, and I know that you deserve, I should, you know, I've been told by your writer here, hold on, let me get Let me get your rider here. It says, don't look Brittany directly in the eyes. Don't ever call her Brittany on the air. Refer to her as the award-winning meteorologist, Brittany the Merlot. But I want to start here. It was like 1,000 degrees on a Monday, and then Tuesday it's 58 degrees. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, fall's here. Didn't you know? Got here early. So we have to deal with it, though.
What animal do we look at for that one? I know for the groundhog, that's spring, but what is it like, you know, like a weasel or a ferret?
There needs to be one. I don't know. If there is one, let me know. I will monitor it as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it was nice to open the windows up. It actually helped with sleeping. It helped with just... Yes. You know, air conditioning is nice, but there is something to be said about cool, fresh air running through the house and just kind of invigorating the vibe. But yeah, so I mean, that's where we're heading, right? Are we there, or is it about seeing maybe some hotter temperatures coming down the road?
So I was looking at the extended forecast. Now, as we go into this weekend, Labor Day weekend, we are going to warm things up by Sunday and Monday, feeling more muggy, a bit more summery out there. I mean, upper 70s, low 80s are still going to be hit. But then we do have another system moving in, another cold front on Wednesday next week, which is going to push us right back down again. So as we go into next weekend, it looks below average still. And of course, NOAA and the outlook for the extended forecast is still putting us below average. Mm-hmm. Plus, the La Nina watch that I was talking about last week is still out. So, I mean, I think fall might just be here earlier, but I am still seeing 80 degree temperatures sneaking in. I do not see 90s in the future.
Okay.
But, I mean, we have seen 90 degrees sneak in November before. Anything can happen.
Oh no! It's Wisconsin. It could be raining locusts in 20 minutes. I'd be like, hey, it's Wisconsin. Now, one of the things
we've got a frost advisory too tonight.
What?
Wisconsin. Speaking of, yeah, way up north, Ashland, Iron, Vilas counties. They're going to be dropping to about 32, 35 degrees tonight. In summer, frost advisory out.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I mean, literally, we have what? We have less than 4 months of shopping days left before Christmas. So sorry, didn't mean to put that anxiety on the listeners right now, but that's just the truth. That's how time marches on. One of the things you wanted to also talk about, and I just want to get this correct in the verbiage, you said big waves on the lake and rip currents.
Yes. Okay. So I love tracking the waves on the Great Lakes. And right now they are rocking. I mean, we're looking at 7-8 foot waves in the middle of the lake, and those currents are getting pretty strong by the coasts. So stay away from the water if you can today. Mm-hmm. Big waves. But if you are going to be out there, take the safety and precautions to stay safe. All right. Wear that life jacket. Don't try to look cool.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that life jacket doesn't make me look cool. Although I don't have a lot of experience on boats, so I really can't tell you. But yeah, I would wear a life jacket.
I've felt that way before, so that's why I preach it. I want the tan. I don't want this life jacket on. But then when you think about when emergency happens and it's not near you, on you, mm-hmm. you can't really get to it. So I wear it every time. Rock the tan lines.
And this is a situation in which the live stream is very important, because if you look at Brittany, you can tell that tanning is something that can happen for her versus me, who I have to wear essentially SPF flannel shirt amount of sunscreen. And yeah, I still manage to burn indoors. So really, I don't think a life jacket's going to hinder or help my look of feeling cool. But yeah, I get you're a cool person. You've won awards. So anything else we need to know before we get out of here for the day?
I just wanted to say that there's this really, really cool device that I just found out about. I'm doing a story on it, and it's a worldwide search and rescue satellite aided tracking system. I thought this was just for, you know, like a black box for plane crashes, mm-hmm. big disasters. No, you can actually get a personal one. So if you're headed out this weekend into the woods, out boating, doing something in remote areas, this is the fastest way to get emergency rescue help. They'll know exactly where you are. It's some pretty cool stuff. So I just wanted to throw that out there before people go out and adventure this weekend or play in the water, that there is something we can have with us to help just in case.
And you're writing a story about that, you said?
Yep.
And you'll be able
it'll be on our website and everything later today with all the information, but it's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can go to civicmedia.us/news for that information. There's all sorts of great news, weather, sports, entertainment, Wisconsin, and politics. Civicmedia.us. KateRiley.us/news. Brittany, thank you so much for being here today. I love talking to you during Weather and Wine, and I wish you nothing but warm weather and the most fashionable of life jackets.
Thank you so much. Hey, I'm rocking the flannel right now. Flannel watch across the sun.
We always appreciate Brittany Merlot's time bringing the energy and the expertise to the show, talking about what we need to know with the weather and other things weather-related. And if you want to find out more from Brittany, go to civicmedia.us/news. There you'll find the story she's working on. She's an award-winning journalist and meteorologist, so you don't want to miss it. So once again, that's civicmedia.us/news. And you want to be here next Tuesday because I'm going to have another conversation with Brittany where she talks about what you can do to increase your personal safety, whether you're on land or in air or on water. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To take all your favorite WAUK shows with you on the go, download the free Civic Media app by going to the Apple or Google Play Store. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a fantastic Labor Day. Be safe. Be fun. You're awesome. I'll talk to you on Tuesday. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.